Today is the anniversary of Paul Skeens getting drafted 2 years ago. And I'm starting there because of where the Pirates find themselves right now and what Paul Skeens was supposed to bring to this team. This is supposed to be a time where you have the best pitcher in baseball, and you're paying him peanuts, less than $1 million, allowing you to go out and build a really good team around him and compete for the first time since they made the playoffs now more than a decade ago in back-to-back-to-back seasons. You're supposed to be going forward, not backwards. Making progress, not things going in reverse. And they're getting worse. And it's not his fault at all. That's the incredible part about this. You know, we're used to, the Pirates have had six number one overall picks in the history of their team. Six guys went number one overall. And I would say none of them lived up to the billing or the hype here. None of them, like, brought the goods as Pirates. And most of them just never even materialized or made it as, like, Hall of Fame caliber, perennial all-star guys. Jeff King was good, but he really didn't love baseball, so that was that with him. Back problems, things like that. Chris Benson, crazy wife. You know about Anna Benson, Donnie, or is that before your time? She's threatened to sleep with Mets and things like that if he ever cheats on her. Had a lot of talent, never put it together. Brian Bullington, one of the worst number one overall picks of all time. Gerrit Cole almost won a Cy Young here in 15. I said this yesterday. I think overall his career with the Pirates was a little bit overrated and never really looked dominant until he got to Houston and then made all the money with the Yankees. Now he's out for the year. Henry Davis looking like an all-time bust. Paul Skeens is not. He is everything we thought he might be, and then some. There was fear on this day 2 years ago that they would pick the wrong guy, and his teammate Dylan Cruz would have a great career, and the Pirates would screw Paul Skeens up. They have not. But they have managed to blow this so far. This is an unreal stat. He's made 11 road starts. His ERA is 1.65 on the road. He hasn't given up a home run on the road. Joe Block on Sunday afternoon called Paul Skeens, to this point in his career, the greatest road pitcher in baseball history. 1.65 road ERA. He's won 3 of his 11 road starts. They lost again on the road last night away from PNC Park. They're 12-34. Donnie, that's one game better than the Rockies, who are 50 games under 500. They play away from Pittsburgh like they're the worst baseball team of all time. And I thought about, like, the thing I was actually going to start with today regarding this was, I was going to ask you, whose fault is it that the Pirates aren't better with Paul Skeens? 412-928-9370. But then I actually stopped and thought, you know what? There's a broader or more general question that needs to get asked here. How does this make you feel as Pirates fans? You have this guy who's incredible. He's probably his second year in the majors, not even 2 full years in the majors. He's going to go back to back and start all-star games 2 years in a row. The commissioner thought so much of Skeens last year with, he started like 5 or 6 fewer games than everybody else, and he made sure that Skeens started the All-Star game because of his incredible popularity and phenom ability. He's followed that up this year. He's been just as good, if not better, and the team around him has gotten much, much worse. They've scored the fewest runs in baseball. It just has the feel of a, they find a way to screw up a one-car funeral thing. Like, I think people could understand it would be realistic, and I think some people might say, well, I would have expected or predicted this. If they got better with Skeens, but not better enough, just lingered around 500, never broke through, same constant wave of complaints about how the payroll is what it is and everything else. It's his first full season in the major leagues on the anniversary of him getting drafted, and the Pirates are worse. They're on pace to lose around 95 to 100 games. Greg Brown's favorite word, unbelievable. It really is. And so I am just very interested in hearing you on this topic. It's 2 years with Paul Skeens. The Pirates are getting worse, not better. How does that make you feel that they're blowing it with him? 412-928-9370. Donnie, I'll give you a chance as a fan to weigh in on that.
It should enrage a lot of people, and the ones that are...
Are you enraged? Am I hearing and seeing enraged in you?
Yeah, because they're on their way already to screwing this up entirely. Like, you're never, and we've talked about this before, just with Skeens on the mind, you're never going to get gifted a better pitcher than you have right now. Like the
and
Pirates,
that's not hyperbolic. They will play another 150 years, God willing, that if baseball still exists and the sport still exists and the team is still here, they will play for another 100-plus years, and they will never have another pitcher like this.
No, because it's not as if the Pirates are going to go out and buy a pitcher like this. The only way you can get a pitcher like Paul Skeens to play for the Pirates is the way that they did it. Be so bad, you get the first overall pick. You pick him over Dylan Cruz, and like you said, he is as advertised and then some, because he has been. Like, he should have absolutely zero blame to this entire debacle, because there's not much else the man could
debacle's
do.
Debacle's a great word, but, like, you're saying, you know, they'll never go out and pay for a guy like this. They can suck and have access to great pitchers in the draft, but I'm saying those great pitchers will not measure up to him. They might be all-stars. They might even be Cy Young caliber. He is on pace to be the greatest pitcher of all time.
Yeah, it's not every day that you're going to get a player of Skeens' ability to just be on your front doorstep, and that's what they got a couple of years ago.
Donnie, 5 years from now, they might, who knows, they might be in position to draft a guy who ends up one day being, I'll just throw out a great pitcher. He might one day be Tom Glavine or John Smoltz. Cool. Those guys are Hall of Famers, deservingly so. They're still not close to this guy. We're never, ever, 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 ever going to see anyone like him again in Pittsburgh, and we might not see anyone like him as a pitcher for any team. Yankees, Red Sox, I'm not saying once he gets traded to that team. I mean someone coming along and pitching like Paul Skeens for another team. He is one of one. They made him. They broke the mold. That's it. That's the only one. Just like there's only one Michael Jordan. Just like there's only one Mario Lemieux. Just like there's only one Roberto Clemente. He's like in that class. And they've gotten worse. And everything else, every other discussion out there to me, I'm not saying like, you know, O'Neill Cruz in the home run derby or Mitch Keller being traded, yes or no. I'm not saying those are unimportant or uninteresting topics. What I'm saying is this is the biggest one by far. By far. By orders of magnitude, as Malzi would say. Wrap your head around this statement. They have Paul Skeens and they've gotten worse. And that is undeniable. Let's deal in facts, not Ben Charrington's opinion, not some Pirates broadcaster's opinion. The facts are the team is significantly worse than it was the last 2 years. In the win-loss record, back that up. How do we as Pirates fans make peace with that? Donnie had a great word. It is enraging. I'm getting worked up right now just talking about this.
And they've given you no reason to have any sort of faith that they will make the next couple of off seasons different.
You reach out and touch faith here. It's not, I don't see it. Right?
Yeah, they need a little personal Jesus.
They have personal Jesus. He wears number 30. And they're going nowhere. They're getting farther away from winning. It's mind-boggling.
The worst part of it is, I think the most frustrating part of it is, they have the difficult part down. Normally, when you have a great team, the downfall ends up being the pitching. I mean, I think your Mets are a great example of that. I would say their pitching is below average.
Sure, but it pitched above its head, and you feel like it's going to come crashing back down to earth, and it sure did here in Pittsburgh a couple of weekends ago.
With the Pirates, they mostly have, like, they have a legitimately good staff. I think it's kind of inarguable that their starting pitching is good. Like, that's a, I think that it's a basic word to describe.
Yeah, you can call it good because the guys around Skeens are competent, if not in some cases a little bit better than that. And once every fifth day, you have someone who's almost unhittable.
Yes, you have a very elite pitcher at the top who will have the, what, occasional bad outing. And when I say occasional,
a bad outing,
it's like
is
rare.
Three runs in six innings and we freak out.
Yeah.
Like he looks human. He looks like a regular dude.
A rare outing where he doesn't look like the same guy. You have others that have been pretty steady with your occasional blow up in there.
And they're 17 games out of first place.
Because they have maybe the worst offense in baseball. They've gotten shut out more than any offense in baseball.